Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. I'm Lisa Dent. Hey, we're going to pop a top a little later on because John Hansen will be at Metropolitan Brewing because we have our own beer for our anniversary. So make sure you stick around. We'll give you all the details on that. I think you'll be able to have one at home if you choose to do that as well. You've heard about Lake Mead and how the levels are getting so low. I don't know if you've seen the pictures, but those reservoirs are of such importance to people in the West. And, of course, the levels continue to drop. And as they're dropping, they're finding bodies, which is so horrifying because I'm thinking, what if you're one of those regular casual boaters or people that, you know, are out there? You had no idea you were swimming around, water skiing, hanging out, doing any of that kind of stuff, and people had dumped bodies there. Well, there is a longtime columnist for the Las Vegas Review, and he thinks those bodies might be connected to the Chicago mob. John Smith, thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News. Is that the name you use when you write about the mob?
Some people have said that in the past. Yeah, I go by John L. Smith, but it is my actual name. Others are to be named later.
So what makes you think that some of these bodies that are popping up, and I think there are many people that believe there will be more if that lake continues to recede, what makes you think they're connected to the Chicago mob?
Well, when Metro's cold case detectives place the approximate time of death of the remains that are in the barrel from about the mid-70s to perhaps as late as the early 80s. That was one of those prime part of Las Vegas history in which Anthony Spilotro was a very heavy presence on the streets in Las Vegas, known through his own crew. To, you know, kind of exact a very high level of violence on anyone that was considered a threat to the hidden ownership at the Stardust, made, you know, infamous by Martin Scorsese's movie Casino. And a couple of people in particular disappeared in 1976 after the service of a search warrant from gaming control on the Stardust. And those two people were never found. They disappeared very quickly, and one of them even had a tie to the lake itself.
Okay, so how far is Lake Mead from Las Vegas?
It's about, I mean, the Las Vegas of the mid-70s, you know, it's still the same distance, essentially, but Las Vegas has spread out much, much closer over the years as the metropolitan area has expanded. It's about 25 or 28 miles from Las Vegas downtown. So it is not really all that far. But then, of course, it was way away from where most people lived.
I was intrigued when the first story popped up because they seem to be able to identify the decade that this person died based on what they were wearing. So if they were in Lake Mead since the 70s or, you know, early 80s, their clothes were still intact? It was because they were in a barrel or what?
Well, I suspect in part it was because the person was in a barrel. It's a male. He'd been shot in the head. And they're working DNA and other clues right now. But yeah, the belt and the shoes were from that era. And, you know, hey, maybe polyester doesn't break down like we think it does. And also it's important to know that I went back to that part of the lake the other day, and it's really eerie, not just the idea that there was a barrel with human remains in it, but how far that lake has receded. You can understand how whoever dumped that, presuming the barrel was found where it was dropped, you can really understand how no one would imagine it ever being found. I mean, it's 150 feet below where the surface of the lake was in that era, and so you really have a couple of things going on that are remarkable. One is, of course, as you explained at the top, the how the lake is receding, and the other is the unfortunately grisly findings that have come up a couple of times now.
Because one of the findings was done by a couple girls' sisters who were just snorkeling in the lake, right?
Yes, and right on the edge of the or close to the edge of the lake, they found some human remains, including part of a jawbone with some dental work attached to it. And that one, the authorities aren't saying was a homicide. The other was pretty unmistakable. I mean, a barrel and a bullet in the skull. So there's that. But the first thing I think locals thought of was that era of not really so long ago for a lot of us older folks, you know, when Las Vegas had a lot of very active and quite violent mob activity on the streets.
And that had connection to Chicago?
No question. Yeah, I mean, Chicago was the most aggressive group. There have been many different kind of confluences. Las Vegas, as an open city, has always had a New York connection, and Cleveland and elsewhere. But Chicago was predominant in that decade, and not just at the Stardust. You know, through the Argent Corporation, Alan Glick as a front man for people manipulating the Teamsters pension fund loans to those casinos, the Stardust, a place called the Hacienda, the Fremont downtown, and a place called the Marina, along with an actual marina at the lake, which was a development that was Teamsters funded. And that's where one of the fellows who disappeared, he had at one time had managed that and had a boat on the lake. And so there's a certain level of mystery to that disappearance as well.
John L. Smith, where can people go to read more about what you've written about this? Because people in Chicago, they're still kind of consumed with the mob and they want the details. So where can they find them?
You bet. If you go to the Nevada Independent website, it's my latest column on this subject is up there on that website. And it's actually a personal memory, because I knew one of the people who disappeared I was a kid at the time, but he was a close friend of the family for a number of years and very active in Democratic Party politics. So, it's at the Nevada Independent website. Thank you.
And that's Johnny Pappas. That's the one. That's Johnny Pappas from Chicago.
Absolutely.
Who disappeared in August of 76 and has never been found.
That's correct. Johnny Pappas disappeared on the way to show someone his boat, because he was trying to sell his boat. He had been very close to Alan Glick at Argent Corporation.
Steve has your news coming up next on 720 WGN from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.